I wanted to mention something that's really, really important. And it's not that difficult. It's actually a very simple concept. The important thing is to consciously think about this. Keep it on the top of your mind at all times when you're involved in investment decisions. I thought about it many times, but it's been an opportune time previously to talk about it. So here we go. Always try to never see things that aren't there, right? Don't look for things that aren't there. So what do I mean by that? What I mean is you have to remain very objective. You have to remain neutral, unbiased. And specifically, this relates to individuals who may own gold and silver, because of course, people who typically own gold and silver have been kind of indoctrinated into this whole cult. It's kind of a lot of mind control, you know. If someone doesn't agree that you got to have gold and gold is great and all this, then that person's bad and you want to attack that person. It's pretty bizarre. It's part of that whole mind control that's been created by the gold dealers and their little minions and so forth. But anyway, the point, of course, this also occurs for any type of security or any type of investment that you hold, right? If you've invested in something, obviously you want to see it do well. We all do. But when you are trying to manage your investments, you need to remove yourself from that emotional aspect, okay? And you need to try and see what is truly there. And sometimes there's nothing there. So how does this all relate to gold and silver specifically, right? Here's the point. And you can apply this to anything, any security, any type of investment, real estate, what have you. But specifically for things that are traded in a marketplace like securities, stocks, bonds, gold, silver, here's how it applies. Now, I know many of you like to trade. Some of you own gold and silver. Some of you own physical gold and silver, unfortunately. And some of you are, you know, you're proactive. You maybe have had losses on gold and silver, or you anticipate lower levels. So you want to hedge your position by trading the volatility using the ETFs, the GLD, SLV. You want to trade gold and silver ETFs because you realize that, hey, you know, if I sell my gold and silver, I have to pay this commission. I'm down on it right now. I don't know. Maybe I'll wait for some rebound. I don't know. All I know is that people do want to trade the GLD and SLV. And so, and a lot of times they own the physical gold and silver. So my point is this. When I do an analysis about gold and silver, right? I do a forecast, I give you the presentation, and I point out what I see and the possibilities, the scenarios. So for instance, I say, well, gold could mount a rally up to such and such level. However, I don't think it's going to, and or, you know, you should look for these cues, these variables. You should look at the market, you should look at the price of oil, you should look at the dollar, whatever. Okay. The point is that I think that you need to really keep in mind what I've said in that analysis. And I'm not going to be perfect, right? But the point is that don't focus on me saying gold could rally and then take a long position because you want it to rally, right? Don't do that. If you are biased, if you want gold and silver to go up in price, then you're going to interpret my forecast or anyone else's forecast as being bullish, flat out, right? That's why it's important to keep your mind clear, to remain unbiased, so that you can interpret things the right way. You can interpret our research, and you can interpret what happens after the research has been published, right? You can interpret things that come out every day that will affect the price of gold and silver. And so this is important for everything, right? Whether it's a stock or bond or oil or gold or silver, anything. So remain impartial. That's the important thing, because if you don't remain impartial, if you don't remain neutral and unbiased, you won't be able to make clear, logical, objective decisions. And listen, it's not always about being objective. Sometimes there is some subjectivity. There's no doubt about it. But you want to make sure that you are impartial, because if you don't do that, you're going to interpret the data wrong. You're going to interpret our forecast wrong, and you're going to be Mr. Cheerleader. You're going to be trading or making investment decisions while you're wearing your cheerleader hat, right? While you're shaking your pom-poms. You don't want to do that. That's a moronic approach. Now, it's human nature, though, okay? So naturally, people do behave this way. It doesn't make you a moron, okay? It's the moronic approach, but it doesn't make you a moron, because this is human behavior. But once you are consciously aware of this issue, which I'm making it consciously aware to you, then that's the first step. The second step is to control your behavior, to control your mentality. But I think the big hurdle is bringing it to your attention. Once you keep that on your mind, you will be able to eventually, I think, control it. Okay? That's all I wanted to say today.